With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court has struck down President Trump's far-reaching global tariffs, handing him a significant legal setback on an issue crucial to his economic agenda. Correspondent Mark Sherman reports.
In the majority were Chief Justice John Roberts, as well as two justices that Trump himself appointed in his first term, Justices Neil Gorsuch and Amy Coney Barrett. The court's three liberal justices were also part of the majority. The court did not address how or whether any of the money collected so far, which is roughly $130 billion according to federal data through December, whether any of that would have to be refunded, and if so, how.
Police searched the former home of Andrew Mountbatten Windsor again on Friday, a day after he was arrested. In a Sky News interview, legal expert Joshua Rosenberg says investigators appear to be looking for evidence beyond the Epstein emails that Andrew improperly shared confidential information during his years as trade envoy for the UK.
He might say his duty was to ensure that the trading position of the United Kingdom was enhanced by what he was doing, and it was really up to him to judge when to pass on information to people in order to generate trade. It also has to be done to such a degree as to amount to an abuse of the public's trust in the office holder. How does one define the level of public trust required, and of course without reasonable excuse or justification? So that's a defense that he could put. He could say he was acting reasonably.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 230 points. The Nasdaq rose 203, with the S&P 500 index advancing by 47 points. This is SRN News. Christians and Muslims band together in Nigeria.
Leaders of both faiths met in Washington, D.C. this month to urge the international community to help the fight against Muslim terror in their country. The leaders accused their own government of doing little to stop the attacks by Muslim terrorists in Nigeria, which have primarily targeted Christians but also affect the Shia Muslim community. Tens of thousands of Christians have been killed by various Muslim terror groups over the past decade. Michael Harrington reporting.
The same travertine quarries near Rome that the Caesars used to build the city are still being dug out today, providing the coveted rock to build a new generation of houses of worship around the world. Travertine is prized by architects because it's strong, plentiful, and can withstand any number of climatic and environmental assaults. The fact that many ancient buildings made of the stone are still standing provides a kind of guarantee for purchasers. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The Supreme Court has struck down President Trump's far-reaching global tariffs, handing him a significant legal setback on an issue key to his economic agenda. Correspondent Mark Sherman.
The justices voted 6-3 in ruling that an emergency powers law that does not, in fact, use the word tariffs does not give Trump the authority to impose tariffs, including reciprocal tariffs he imposed on nearly every country.
It didn't take the president long to push back.
The Supreme Court's ruling on tariffs is deeply disappointing, and I'm ashamed of certain members of the court, absolutely ashamed, for not having the courage to do what's right for our country.
And taking the setback in stride today, the president said he will impose a global 10% tariff as an alternative. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.